the legend, Mr. Stat himself, who hails from Westchester, PA. His name is Paul Hembakidis. You see him on the... He sees his little... what do you call it? The little...
The avatar?
The avatar. The little avatar on Get Up, Hembo says. And Hembo's going to say a lot of things about this Dallas game. We welcome him in to the show. How you doing, Hembo?
Lucky miss. How we doing over there?
We're doing good. All right. Let's get right into it because, you know, all the stats favor the Eagles in this game, which I like. Now, that doesn't always mean they're going to win, but in this case, I can't see the Dallas Cowboys winning this game at home. So let's start with the great Dak Prescott, who's going to get an extension from that goofball who owns the Dallas Cowboys. He's really struggled this year, and you can kind of prove that with numbers, as the way he tries to fit balls into tight windows and how he's been pressured.
That's exactly right. I think we should probably slow our roll when it comes to putting him in the Ring of Honor down there. But his struggles this season have been well documented, and I wanted to put a couple numbers to it that really favor the Eagles on Sunday. According to NFL Next Gen Stats, 22% of Prescott's pass attempts have been thrown into tight windows. That's the highest rate among all quarterbacks to throw at least 200 passes this season. So either he's forcing the football into coverage or his pass catchers aren't doing their jobs. But I can say with certainty that his offensive line is not doing its job. As you noted in the last hour, Prescott has been pressured on 36% of his dropbacks, sacked on 10% of them. Both of those figures rank in the bottom five among qualified quarterbacks.
Now, what that means to me is his offensive line doesn't protect. He panics. He tries to fit it in tight windows. That's interception city, Hembo.
Waiting to happen. And I'm so tired of hearing how good these individual players are along Dallas' offensive line. I'm not sure there's a more overrated group in football than these guys right now.
I agree with you. All right, let's move on to their defense.
Yes. Yeah,
because we've seen this before. Mm-hmm. When Sean Lee is not on the field, they stink against the Eagles.
No, that's exactly right. The quarterback of their defense, Sean Lee, will miss the next 4 to 6 weeks, and the Eagles should benefit from his absence. In a fairly even sample over the last two seasons, the Dallas defense is about 20% worse on a per rush basis with Lee off the field, and that number is even more pronounced on rush attempts between the tackles. Additionally, opponents own a QBR nearly 20% higher on play action attempts with him off the field. So early in this one, I'll be watching both of those dynamics closely.
All right, now one of the geniuses of Howie Roseman is he gets the right player for what they like to do. This year, the Eagles have not been a good run after the catch team with short passes to the receivers. But Golden Tate's specialty is that, and that's got to help, right?
Yeah, I got numbers. So because the Eagles' run game is not as effective this season as it was last, I expect they'll employ Golden Tate's strengths by using them as an extension of the run game, as you said. And here's what I mean. Tate has been targeted 191 times over the last two seasons, the average of which has come only 6 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. That ranks 91st among 94 qualified receivers. But as a result of his elusiveness, he leads all wideouts with 914 yards after the catch in that span. And this season, the Birds rank 24th in yards after the catch per reception.
Well, that's certainly an advantage. And see, you don't even have to, like, design elaborate pass patterns for this guy when it comes to that. You can just get him the ball and let him go. And that favors the Eagles big time.
Of course. And I would also add that the absence of Darren Sproles, and we still don't know what exactly is going to happen here, this move is a hedge for that. Golden Tate leads the league with 32 catches on screen passes, leads all receivers with 32 catches on screens over the last 2 years. That's a role that Sproles obviously played exceptionally well in this Eagles offense. And right now, I think Golden Tate will step into that void, yeah, and they'll become a lot more effective.
Yeah, I got to say, that's getting the right player. That's good work. All right, now let's move to the betting line here. Yeah, the Eagles, a touchdown favorite in this game, which says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a good sign for Eagles fans and a great sign for Eagles bettors. This will mark the 10th time under Doug Peterson that Philly will be favored by more than 5 points in a game. Hang with me. In their previous 9 such games, the Eagles are 9-0 outright, with their average win coming by 18 points. They're 6-3 against the number in those games, and for whatever it's worth, the under has hit 7 times.
Ah, so you're going to go Eagles here.
Eagles under.
Eagles under, mm-hmm. And that's the bet.
It's 43. It feels low, but I think that's what they want us to think.
Okay. All right. Now let's go to the Football Power Index, which mm-hmm. we talk about. Percentage of making the playoffs. We've been down this road before with the numbers, but if the Eagles win this game, What's the percentage they make the playoffs?
So our Football Power Index grades the impact of every game by measuring playoff chances based on leverage. And according to our model, no game this weekend will impact the playoff race more than this one. With a win Sunday, FPI estimates the Eagles would have about a 70% chance to make the playoffs, but a loss would put that number at 35%. And that is, Mikey, miss in large part due to remaining schedules. By opponent record, the Eagles own the most difficult remaining schedule in the NFC, and the Redskins, whom they trail in the division, own the easiest.
You know, and that's interesting then, because if they win the game, it's 70% chance to make the playoffs, which means they probably win the division to make the playoffs, and yet their schedule's hard and the Redskins are easy.
Because our model also thinks it's likely that the Eagles might knock the Redskins off head-to-head twice. Now, having to go to New Orleans and having to go to L.A., obviously a huge hurdle in relation to what the Redskins have to deal with. But those two head-to-heads are going to, in all likelihood, be the key to the season. And FPI favors the Eagles by a good bit over the Redskins right now.
That's really interesting, because I'm looking at a season that will wind up Game 16, the Eagles will have to beat Washington to win the division.
It wouldn't surprise me at all, but again, right now our model views the Eagles as much more efficient on offense and defense than the Redskins. And they lost three offensive starters last week, two guards. That is an enormous issue for them. They've been very effective running the football between the tackles. That's going to make a big difference down the stretch.
Hembo, awesome stuff, brother.
Love it.
All right, man, we'll talk to you next week.
You're a good man.
There he is.